News Talk 1110 KBNE News. Time is 5 minutes after five. Good afternoon on a Thursday. I'm Dennis Shaw, right along with Kelly Blyer in the news. Kelly in the news is brought to you by Smolich Motors, home of Central Oregon's largest new and pre-owned inventory. Find your new car, truck, or SUV at SmolichMotors.com. Now, from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here's Kelly Blyer with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Redmond has hired a new airport director. Kim Dickey from the San Francisco International Airport will be Redmond's new director. Ms. Dickey is currently a department head at San Francisco's airport and has served in various management positions for more than 20 years. Dickey will start as the Redmond airport manager in January 2012. This is the second go-around in the search for an airport director. The leading candidate last time turned down an offer because he felt his wife couldn't find a job here. The current airport director, Carrie Novick, plans to retire at the beginning of the year. Some Deschutes County leaders are taking steps to attract more business to the region. Deschutes County commissioners just approved a new regional economic opportunity plan that they hope will do that. Specifically, the plan looks to increase the number of large lot industrial sites in Deschutes County. Peter Gutowski with the Deschutes County Planning Department says our lack of such sites is hurting us.
You know, if you don't have enough diversity of sites, it can be difficult to encourage recruiters to visit an area. And that's what this program is really attempting to do, is to make the region more competitive for attracting site selectors. You know, we have had success in the region with Facebook and so forth. But, you know, I think the region, at least the leadership in the region, really feels that we can do better.
This plan will encourage cities like Bend, Redmond, Lapine, and Sisters to look for land that can be turned into large lot industrial sites, and this plan will help expedite the process. Rural Lapine has been harder hit economically than some of the more populated areas of Central Oregon. The Lapine Community Kitchen has seen the need go up over the last couple of years. Christina Riggs says their unemployment rate is still uncomfortably high.
The unemployment rate down here is considerable, especially when we go into the winter season where summer jobs are gone, and so a number of people are laid off, and that's the case with the many people down here. Their jobs are seasonal. So we see a marked increase during the winter of people needing services.
Rick says they've seen about a 20% increase in needs since last year. They're also getting half the usual amount of non-perishable food from the Oregon Food Bank. They've tried to make up the difference with local donations, but it's been difficult. Oregon gets a D in a report that measures how strict state laws are when it comes to child sex trafficking. Shared Hope, a nonprofit group that tries to stop sex trafficking overseas and in our country, released the comprehensive report card today. Spokesman Lauren Wolgomuth says it's tough to stop child sex trafficking without strict laws, and this is happening everywhere with kids as young as 9 years old.
Unfortunately, domestic minor sex trafficking happens everywhere across our country. We know there are cases in Central Oregon where kids have either been trafficked into the area or they have shown up in the Portland metro area and they are from Central Oregon. Anywhere there are interstates in our country, kids are being moved just as much as mattresses or televisions or anything that you buy in a store.
Our neighbor to the north, Washington State, received a B grade. In Washington, when someone is found guilty of being involved in sex trafficking of a minor, they can get up to 7 years behind bars, while in Oregon, it's 7 days for that same crime. The Bend Fire Department has been very busy over the last 10 days, responding to many fires that could have easily been prevented. Deputy Fire Marshal Susie Maniscalco says this is the time of year that they see a rise in the kind of fires that destroyed a home on Jan Drive last Saturday.
In the past 10 days, we've responded to 7 fires that we determined to be human-caused as a result of taking the wood stove ashes and dumping them either outside on the property or dumping them in a paper bag, a cardboard bag, or even a plastic container or metal container and setting it on a deck or setting it and pouring it out in a field area where the potential for it to ignite and burn increases.
Maniscalco says to plan for how you will dispose of any indoor fire debris using a metal can and be sure you douse even cold ashes with water. The home on Jan Drive was a total loss. The cause was determined to be wood stove ashes placed in a plastic container in her garage. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.